This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado's budget bill is moving through the House this week. Lawmakers have to close a $1.5 billion gap. Here's CPR's Benta Berklin.
State economists say the growing cost of Medicaid is a huge driver of the state's budget shortfall. Colorado's constitution requires the state to pass a balanced budget. Democratic Representative Emily Sirota chairs the powerful Joint Budget Committee. She says the bill relies on one-time transfers and cuts to things like Medicaid provider rates and payments in the Developmental Disabilities Program, among others.
And everyone now will have to do with less. But we worked very, very hard to preserve and protect what matters most to Coloradans, but that didn't come without some significant and difficult decisions.
The Budget Committee didn't propose cuts to K-12 schools and said they wanted to protect core programs in a lot of areas. It's now up to the full legislature to weigh in. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
On the Western Slope, it's the final week of Grand Junction's spring cleanup. Residents leave their junk on the curb, and the city will pick it up for free. Before it all goes to the landfill, however, locals like Nick Bardo like to pick through the trash, searching for treasure.
There are some, you know, other factors to take into consideration, like where am I going to put all this stuff? Am I actually going to use this? What's my wife going to say?
Good questions to ask first. So far this year, Bardo has snagged a composter and an antique chest. Last year, Grand Junction collected nearly 5 million pounds of refuse during spring cleanup. You can find more news at cpr.org and krcc.org.